I mean, today I'm gonna give the people what they want.
Oh, you're finally gonna cancel the show? You gonna move on to something else?
No. Is that what the people want? That's not what I was gonna.
Yeah. So we've been getting a lot of feedback that people say you don't record often enough, and it says I don't know when your show is gonna happen, and I can't keep up. My pod feed is all messed up, and you don't put out new episodes. You know, it's like that, and so people get very, very upset about the whole thing. You know.
I know. I mean, that makes sense, but we've been really busy. I mean, really, like really busy. Like, you know. I mean, if people want to jump on the Patreon and send some money, I mean, not that I do this for money. I just want that to be known. But priorities. I gotta put food on the table for all the babies.
All the babies. Kind of how many babies you got? You ain't got no babies. They're like they're old at this point. I think one of them's probably in college or something. I don't. Come on.
Okay. Yeah,
these are terrible excuses. What have you been so busy doing, huh?
All right, well, I will say we actually went on a vacation. We went on a trip. We went far away. We went to a place called Florida, and it was wonderful. I mean, it was terrible, you know, in some parts, but it was wonderful. I'm not going to complain. I feel like I just complained. Why do I always complain? It was hot. It was like 85 degrees outside, and the sun, we were closer to the sun, I feel, because I actually got a little bit sunburnt, and not, you know, on the first day, which is, you know, like, hey, we're vacationing, this is what you do. And so we were staying in this place, and outside the back window, there was a deck, and there was a waterway where we could see the water, and there were boats in the waterway, and we saw manatee.
No, hold on a second here. Those are the cows of the sea.
Yes, they are. And you know what I just realized? Because we saw two of them, and they were playing together. And I don't know what the plural version of manatee is. So manatees? That would be like possessive. Manatee? I mean, it feels like sheep. Like where it's just like, hey, look at that sheep. Hey, look at all those sheep. You know, it's. I think maybe manatee's the same way, where it's the singular and the plural are the same word, which kind of blows my mind.
I don't want to get into a grammar conversation because it's no one listens to podcasts for that, especially if you don't have the actual answer. This is what you're doing right now is you're doing one of those podcasts where you're like, we have 10 episodes, and we are going to go deeper into this thing than anyone has ever gone. And then at the end, you're like, but we don't have answers still. And you're like, I just wasted 10 hours of my life?
Yes.
What?
So what Piggy's saying, you don't know the answer, and we have already... People are upset that you don't record often enough, and now you're bringing to the table things that you don't have answers to. And so it all feels a bit, I don't know.
What?
Maybe you should take another break.
Really?
And figure out what you wanted to do.
No, I was excited when we hit record. I was excited. I wanted it so in Florida, it's hot, sun's closer, sunburnt. And there were two pools, right? The manatee. So we saw the manatee. And yes, no, I don't know singular, plural. Maybe we'll remember that for next time. We won't. But so we were watching some manatee, and we also saw a dolphin go through the little waterway. It was like, hey, dolphin. And, but there were two pools on the other side, and we found out that one of the pools was heated. So it's 85 degrees outside, and they had a pool that was heated, which was phenomenal. I mean, it sounds gross, because when you get in it, it feels like you're in soup. But the best, I mean, like, oh, let me tell you. My kids were getting up at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning to go, they're like, let's go swimming! And I was like, because I don't want to go in cold water when it's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's just not what I want to do. But do I want to go into a warm pool? Maybe. Like, there's a lot more of a chance that I want to go into a warm pool. That's absolutely for sure. So it was nice, and you know, we played miniature golf. I got 2 holes in one in a row.
Now, is that what you're doing this podcast to tell us that you're moving on to be a professional miniature golf player?
No.
Is that what you're What you thinking your new career move is going
to
be?
No, I didn't say that there was going to be any kind of new career move. I just said that I was excited to... I forget what I started the podcast with. But like, I just wanted to do something. Like, I'm excited to be here. And, yes. You know...
You just said you're excited. I'm excited to be here. Anyway, so speaking of... Great, you went to Florida. We get it. Good for you. Oh, you're a big man. You go on vacation. We were all sitting here wondering where the food was, wondering where the paper towels were, wondering who was going to draw our baths, huh? And etc.
Did somebody... Hi, it's me, Doodle Poodle. Did somebody say they wanted me to draw them a bath? I can draw a bath really great.
No.
Does anybody have any pens and paper? Because I want to draw. You were bad.
That's adorable. Well, real quick, in Florida, we were looking at some books at a bookstore, and on the rack, there was a book that was titled The Poodle Who Doodles.
Now, hold on a second. I didn't realize that. Have we been writing books? Have we been publishing books? I haven't seen any contracts for such things.
No.
Is this the new career that you're talking about?
No. Again, no new career, but I didn't know what to do. I was like looking at this book. It's a kid's book, and it's got this poodle, and he doodles, and I was just holding it, and I was looking at it, and I was like, huh. Well, this is a strange thing.
I know this ain't really my purview, but and this is a weird question to ask, but are we copywritten? Are we protected under the law? Like, what? Is somebody gonna come up and write a book like Al the Pig Says How Do You Do or something? I mean, like, I don't understand. What's happening?
Well, now this is my first time hearing of this, and so I haven't, you know, obviously had time to do any research. I haven't had time for my interns and pages and whatnot, office staff to help me research, but I'm gonna look into this because it seems like it might be an issue, you know, and not that we're gonna do anything about it necessarily, but the issue is that we don't want somebody to come around us and say, we've got this book about this poodle that doodles, and you've got this dog over here, that doodle poodle, and he has to go away.
What? I have to go away? What do you mean?
Come here, buddy. It's okay. I think it's going to be fine. It's just, it was a really weird occurrence, and we'll figure it out. You know, it's going to work out, I think. But it's a little bit nerve-wracking, definitely. But it's going to be fine. Speaking of careers, and I want to move on for a second because we only have a couple minutes left. Guess what's coming back? Guess what's happening?
Oh, are you gonna start mowing people's lawns again? Are you back into horticulture where you're doing trees and shrubs and whatnot?
No, but comedy is coming back. I've been booked on shows. I have shows again. I get to go out to places, sometimes very far away, and tell people jokes, which is wonderfully exciting. I guess it was last weekend, I had a show, and it was in a barn.
You're doing shows in barns now? Interesting.
Right? So, the funny thing, I was the host, and there were 1, 2, 3 other comedians, and I went up, I did my time, and as a host, it's really difficult to get the room, to get their attention, and to kind of, you know, start the show off, especially because they're all eating dinner, they're chatting, there's an open bar, so they're doing other things, and so, you know, when I get up on stage, and I'm like, ha, 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 here's time for the funny, and they're like, you know, and so it takes a minute or two to kind of break the ice and be silly and get them engaged and involved in the show. And so I did my time up front, and then I brought the the second comedian up. First is the host, me. The second is her. And she did her time, and then I got up, and I just wanted to kind of... I did like a 2-minute thing in between the second and third comedian, And it went great. And they were like, ha ha ha, and I finally had them. Because at that point, I had kind of established my presence, who I am, and, you know, they have something to bite off of, which is good. And building the rapport, that's what I would say. I don't ever say that. And then the third comedian went up. He did wonderfully. And before he got off, the person who was running the show, not the comedian, but the person running the show said, hi, I need you to announce the cake after him. And I was like, oh no, because there was one more comedian. And here's the thing. This is an age-old comedy rule. This is you can't fight cake. You can't beat cake, right? So I got up and I was like, hey, I'll give it up for him. All right, and now there's cake. Everybody jumps up, runs for the cake. And the comedy show is just, and so I keep talking. Because I didn't know what to do. And then the comedian running the show came up and she was like, ah, we're going to do an intermission. And you don't do intermissions at comedy shows because the whole show is structured to build, right? It's this nice arc. And what this was doing was build. And then there's just a cliff that, wah. And I was in the middle of telling a joke and I made the mistake of finishing the joke. I should have just been like, and I'm out. But I didn't. Because I was like, I'm already in this. Let's do it. But it was. There were three people in the room of 100 and whatever people that were looking at me. The rest of them were like, I want my cake. And so 15 minutes later, I had to go back, and now they're all sugared up. They got their cake, they got their coffee, whatever. And you know, it was, comedy is a difficult game to play, but it made it exceptionally more difficult. But it's okay, because it was fun. And now I have another show this weekend, and I am beyond thrilled to start having shows again, because there's nothing I love more than going to a random room full of people an hour and a half away from my home and trying to get them to laugh at things. It's a very strange thing to try to do. Hey, who are you? You don't know me, but guess what? I'm gonna make you giggle. And they're like, I don't know if you will. And I'm like, me either.
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by a producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.